91X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
It's Marty, across from me, the brewmaster Carl Strauss, the pride of Chula Vista, the man who brought us the Tower X West Coast IPA. It's got the teal can with the big 91XX and radio tower on it. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
Brendan Hernandez, he is the man behind SanDiegoBeer.news. It is all things craft beer in San Diego. Good morning, Brandon.
Good to see you guys.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Okay, we've got two beverages in front of us this morning from a brand new brewery here in San Diego, and they're just like a month old, and they're in Miramar. They're right next to the Pure Project, where the old Amplify Brewing Company used to be. The first beer we have in front of us is an English classic. This is a brown ale, and I love brown ales. I get chocolate, I get toast, I get hint of coffee and a little bit of smokiness.
Smokiness, yes, that's it. It feels like it's been touched by a campfire.
I like that you get all of that, but it's a very drinkable beer style.
And I don't necessarily always want to get buzzed. So at 5.2, like, boom.
It's, well, I always want to get buzzed, but fortunately 5.2 can do it for me.
This, to me, feels perfect for the season in front of us, right? This is a darker beer, and the darker beers kind of go with the winter, fall.
Yeah, Marty, that's a great point, right?
A little more decadent. You know, when you get to that Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's all about like getting more flavor, more decadence, and get to the luxurious lifestyle, you know?
Dude, brown ales, I would totally drink this with a Thanksgiving dinner. It's earthy.
Brandon, these guys are on Miramar right next to Pure Project. They're a new place. Tell us a little bit about it, because you've been there.
Paul had mentioned that this place used to be occupied by Amplified Ale Works. It's a brewery igniter leased to brew space. After Amplified went out, a new place called Covey went in there, and they were making all sorts of hard yerba mate at first, and then they transitioned to cocktails. The owner of Koo Brew, whose last name is Koo.
Koo. K-O-O.
Yeah, super Koo.
Koo Brew. That, now I'm getting it.
Yeah, so it all makes sense now, but he was a partner in that business, and now he has full reign over there. In addition to making some beers, he's also going to be making hard sparkling teas and beverages like that. So we have something that's like a bonus beverage here.
Okay. That's what this is right here?
Yeah, and Paul can tell us all about that.
Dude, I just took a sip of this, and you're right. It's like a sparkling, hard tea. It's got a lot of yuzu flavor coming through.
Right.
It's got yuzu fruit in it, but it's actually a tea that was made with ashwagandha, which is a shrub native to like the Middle East, Northern Africa, Southern Europe. It's known for chilling people out, and this boosts your cortisone level, so it helps you sleep too. But don't ask me why I know all this.
Because you're a brewmaster and it's part of your life.
But this beverage is bright, like you say. I think the blend of the yuzu with the ashwagandha is a home run.
I get kind of an interesting champagne quality out of it, really. Yeah. Or maybe like like Prosecco.
Yes, very close to it.
I think the only other brewery that makes it is the Lost Abbey, but theirs are heavily hopped. This is not a hopped sparkling tea, so you get to really taste that yuzu.
Drinking this makes me feel like I'm meditating in a Japanese hot spring near the ocean.
Yeah, but you're getting a buzz on, too. Koo Brew, to try the two that we've had today. Brewmaster.
The first beer we had was an English brown ale coming in at 5.2%, and the second beverage that we had was Magical Yuzu, a bright hard tea infused with yuzu and ashwagandha.
Cheers!
Cheers! Support your local breweries.
Koo Brew.
It's Koo Brew.
All I wanna do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.